Hey, Steve here. None of the scenarios on this show are based on actual events. Believe it or not, they're completely made up. Enjoy!
Put your radios on full volume because it's time for Killed to Death, where we're going to rock and roll.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Griffin.
And I'm Steve.
And
Bones, sorry. Oh, I got lost. The guest was making us laugh previous to this, and I got lost, and I forgot, and I am Bones.
We don't have a lot of show canon, but...
yeah.
What is true... is that your nickname is Bones, and if you forget to say it, it is because, unfortunately... Now, while the nickname it does not have a sexual connotation, if you forget it, it's because you are having a horny day, and if you say Bones, it's going to get you going too much.
Right.
That has been stated
and
before.
That's canon, and we all know that now. So it's out there, I guess.
So well, horny day! This is like Bones Day. Oh, Steve, we haven't talked about this on Twitter.
True.
Oh, my God. I'm just putting it together right now. How do you, your nickname is Bones. How do you feel about No Bones Day or Bones Day?
I think what's really helpful that the reason that didn't take over my life, and I was scared that it would. I think the reason
well,
that was so
well, all our friends refer to you as Bones, too. This is widespread.
What I was about to say, the reason why I'm okay with it is because I refer to it once at the beginning of each episode and it doesn't affect the rest of my life ever. So I think that's probably why I didn't put two and two together.
It doesn't even come up again in the episode.
It doesn't come up in the episodes. Yeah. So I think that's probably why it wasn't a big deal for me, but I can't be sure. I honestly didn't even put that together, but today is a Bones Day.
And... it's Killed to Death.
And it's an improvised true crime podcast. And honestly, speaking of horny days, adjacent to that. Well, adjacent to that is that you and I have actually been getting very into, I mean, it's Christmas season. It's Hallmark movie season and stuff. And we've been really getting
into. It's the holiday season.
And we figured it out. Like, we figured out what makes a really good one. And so this is for... you know, all those people out there who are trying to find something to watch this holiday season. I know it's comfort watch for a lot of people. We're going to tell you what makes the best movies.
What makes the best Hallmark specifically movies, right?
That's right.
That's right. And it is someone moving back to their hometown, specifically
Innisfil.
Barry. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's go more specific. Innisfil.
There's a lot of them that go back to Innisfil.
Usually the main character will go back to Innisfil, which classically has no big Christmas festival going on in it. It has no almost culture of any kind other than, in the winter, fish huts.
Yeah, there are a lot of really great, I think some of the best written scenes are the ones that take place in these fish huts. You know, they're very intimate. They're these enclosed spaces. You have long hours with these people, and they really get to know each other. And I think... that I've been noticing that as a trend, and I think it's something that should continue. It's like, set the whole thing in a fish out, you know? Bottle episode.
Steve, what have you noticed in Hallmark movies?
I've noticed that a lot of people start out as enemies, but then they somehow wind up being lovers?
When you're trapped in a fish hut with someone.
Exactly.
You can hate someone's guts. You put them...
fish guts.
...in a fish hut for... 2-3 minutes, they are fucking.
Yeah. And that's what happens. And I've noticed that too, is Hallmark movies getting a lot shorter. And they really get
and
to it faster.
Steve, we're finding these Hallmark movies on specific websites.
Yeah. And we are editing in the Hallmark logo before they start.
Yeah, and we're saying,
they are custom
Christmas
flicks. We write Christmas and Hallmark.
We are assuming that all the characters are in a fish hut in Innisfil.
It doesn't say they're not.
Sometimes it looks like a big mansion.
But that's just a big old fish hut. And I think we've really found what we love. And I think that it's a universal love. Everyone's going to start noticing it soon, too, and then people are going to start buying our Hallmark movies.
Which are, of course, short porns we found and edited in the Hallmark title. Yeah. Steve, speaking of horny days, would you
speaking
like...
of illegal things?
Yeah, being horny should be illegal. Honestly.
In a fish
you're
hut.
You're telling me.
Switch your fish gut. Rerun your gut in the fish hut.
The victim. That... Beanie Fettuccini, found dead on a squash court. Today's guest, Kavi Table, Beanie's opponent. Kavi, hello.
Yeah, it's like Harvey with a C. Kavi.
Kavi.
Kavi and, Table, yeah, family name.
And Table, like...
You know, like four legs, you put your coffee on it.
Like the kid's table.
Hey, I ain't no kid. I ain't no fucking kid, you hear me?
For the listeners, biggest fist I've ever seen.
I got a big fist. It's bigger than my head.
I wasn't shocked at you raising it. I was shocked at the mere size of a human's fist.
Yeah, my fist is so big. My hands are so big, I could put on my own head and lift my own body up. Defies physics. It's like if you were to sit on a chair and pull up really hard and somehow be able to float. Yeah. That's how I do with my big old hands.
The only thing stopping us from lifting ourselves up into the air is our hand size.
That's it. Hey, I mean, he gets it.
Wow.
All right, I'll put you down.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Whee! I guess I
you
was
really dropped him.
You really high up.
Above a well.
Well. Hello, you want me to come get you from down there?
Yeah, reach down.
All right, grab my pinky finger. It is longer than the average pinky.
You popped at the top of the well.
Yeah. I got stuck.
Your big fat ass got stuck. Okay. You had a big juicy ass.
No, my ass is bigger than the average ass, and I can put it on top of my own head and lift myself up into the air.
Wait, it's not bigger than, it's just longer.
It's longer and it can curve around and move.
Yeah, but like Laffy Taffy.
But the hole has incredible suction.
Oh, boy. But I'm glad that you added that nice, wonderful caveat. Almost,
I don't know if that works in contradiction to the other things you said.
Yeah, I don't know why it's but. It's kind of like and.
It can wiggle around. However.
Yeah, wait. So
it
wait,
also
wait.
Also has good suction.
I know what you're thinking.
The suction
must be awful.
No, you're like, hey, the length, horrible. But there's one thing that keeps me going, and that's the immense suction of my hole.
That's right. I can lift up anyone.
Should have let you just suction your way up with your asshole all the way up the side of the well. Shouldn't have got in there with my
big
old hand.
Just pointed to the sky and shoot up like a reverse rocket.
Yeah, exactly.
And flames
you're
come out my
so
mouth.
So bad. I don't mind you. I don't mind you. We're gonna get along. I mean,
I
got a big,
you.
I got a big
you,
head,
Kavi.
And you got a big ass. 1 + 2 = 3. You know what I mean? I think I know what we're gonna be doing later.
Lifting each other up high in the air.
Hey, that's what I was thinking. We're gonna go on a little zoom around. I'm gonna lift my own head, and you're gonna suck your own ass. We're gonna be zooming around.
We can fly around in the sky.
Yeah, but like. Batman and Robin, or Superman and...
That's what
and
Batman
Robin.
And Robin did.
Yeah, Batman and... Yeah, especially Robin.
Kavi, you are a squash player.
I mean, yeah, I'm not a squash player, but I play squash, yeah.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, like, I'm not known first and foremost as a squash player. Like, I've made French fries once. Doesn't mean I'm a line cook. Just means I'm a guy who's eating some French fries.
You're not a professional.
Yeah, player. Exactly. For some reason, I'm very offended at the assumption that I'm a squash player.
No. You're a line cook.
I'm not a fucking line cook. Just a guy who made some French fries one time. Okay? All right? I laid an egg one time. Does that make me a fucking chicken? No. Moving on. No questions. No questions.
Oh, no. No further questions.
No questions.
Okay.
Moving on. So I played...
Next segment.
I played... Yeah. Moving on. I played squash. I'm not a professional. But yeah, I was playing squash with Beanie Fettuccine. Bean Fettuccine. BF. BB Fifi.
And are they your BFF? Or were they, rather?
I wouldn't say we were BFFs, you know. We just kind of became friends. We worked together. We do construction. We became friends. Look, I do construction and I'm a construction worker, all right?
Oh, okay. So you can say that you are a construction worker.
It's not just because you built something once.
Exactly. You don't build a fucking IKEA table and go, oh, I'm a construction worker now.
No.
Okay. You don't do that, do you? You don't do that, do you?
Are you a self-identifying construction worker, Griffin?
No. I work in construction. I can construct.
What do you do? What's your job on the job
site? I'm doing on the jackhammer. I'm doing on the wrecking ball.
You're doing on the jackhammer?
I'm doing on the eating lunch on the beam. I'm doing on the square lunch box. I'm doing on the neon vest. I'm doing on the big hairy arms. I'm doing on the big, I drink a beer at lunch. I go, you know, I look side to side. I hope nobody's looking. I do it on the beer at lunch. I'm doing on a big meatball sub. I eat in one bite. I go, yup, and it goes right in. I'm doing on the kind of say, you better believe it. And I hold the meatball sub with two fingers because my hand's so big.
Oh, because your hands is huge, yeah.
Yeah, I
hold
it
to big hairy arms.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But my shoulders, narrow. My waist, barely there. My legs, can't see them. My feet, like a ballerina. But I got these big old arms. And if you spin me around when I'm on my tippy toes, it's like a Beyblade. That's how my weight is distributed, like a Beyblade.
With these powerful hands swinging around.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nearby.
I go right on my little toes, and I have a tiny little body, but I got big old arms, and you swing my big arms, and it's like a Beyblade going around.
That's handy on the job site. Do they ever use you like a big drill?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I do mostly, is they make a little hole in the ground. I go in there, and they go, 1, 2, you know what to do. And they push my arms, and I go, and sometimes I go down, and we find oil, and sometimes I go up, like those little fairies with the ripcord string, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I kind of go like, oh, so I come down very angelic, looking very beautiful.
Which one do they prefer?
I mean, depends on the day. If I want to cheer the boys up, I'm going up, up, up. If I want to make some money, I'm going down, down, down. You know what I mean? I get covered in oil, dripping in oil. I come back up from there, I'm dripping in
oil. Go to the bank, wring yourself out.
Oh, yeah. I get some of the other guys
Black
on the
gold,
site.
Baby.
Yeah, I got big arms, so I just get some of the guys to kind of tilt me on my side, and then I wring out my lower half like a dish rag. Like a dish rag.
But these sites are not for drilling oil, right? Like, you're doing something else?
I mean, we're not supposed to be drilling oil. You find oil.
You find it.
Yeah, but we're not contracted to drill oil. So what we're doing is we bring our drums from home, bring a bunch of Ziploc containers, we fill it with oil, and then we sort of sell it, you know? We sell it like a hot dog vendor on the side
Loose
of the road.
Oil.
Right.
Absolutely. Little ladle. You go like this. Everybody get a little bit.
Roadside oil.
Absolutely, roadside oil.
That's a spot, though. I mean, that's when people are running low.
Yeah.
I guess it's not gas. It's
it's just oil. It's kind of unrefined. Nobody really knows what to do with it, but we got it.
But they get a handful of it.
But they get a handful of it, you know, like a soup kitchen. But they
take
don't
it
eat
with
it.
Their kids.
That's not what they do at the soup kitchen.
Yeah, they give you a little handful. Look, I ain't never been to a soup kitchen, all right? What do you take me for? Huh? What do you take me for? I'm letting
you made out. Soup one time. You don't work at a soup kitchen.
Yeah. That, what this guy said.
But this is an
all right, I'm putting you
up.
Down.
Whee!
Ah, the fucking well.
Yeah.
Blow
the
dress.
Right before we started recording.
Yeah, I drilled it. Yeah, I went like a Beyblade. So I yo, and then there was a big... But then I built some stones around it. You know, I made it nice. I made it a well.
Now, while you are a construction worker, your hobby is playing squash.
Yeah, I love to play squash. Mostly, I play with friends. I don't really like to play with enemies because it's a very intense game. You know what I mean?
Give them 3 units in a fish hut.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't even get me started. You guys big Hallmark fans? You guys big Hallmark fans?
Yeah, you should see our flicks.
I mean, I got to.
We'll send you some of our Hallmark movies.
Oh, yeah. My favorite one is when the pizza man comes to the fish hut. The pizza man's did somebody order pepperoni? And it looks like a mansion, and it looks like a pizza, but it's actually a fish hut, and it's a fish.
Fish delivery to the hut.
Exactly. It's the fish delivery man.
That is what the lines clearly dubbed over are.
Yeah, it says, did somebody order a fish? Yeah, sort of flat and separate. Yeah, to this end. You know, the famous
I'm
fish engine.
I'm gonna fish you.
Oh man, my hut is so fish.
We only had time to record very short pieces of dialogue, and that's it.
Yeah, you just use the same
and then
ones
we just
over and over.
Splicing them in over any bit of dialogue that's in there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, amazing stuff, though. Really beautiful, really cinematic.
Yeah, we got
that.
Two really good takes of Griffin saying hut.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to use them.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just playing squash with my friends. It's kind of like an unwinding thing.
I guess you don't need a racket.
Yeah, I use my arm, I use my hands, you know, sometimes I've used a racket, but it almost looks like, it's like if I were to hold, like, the wrapper of a Tootsie Roll. Like, that's how small it looks like, a racket in my hand. It's like...
Different shape.
Well, I mean, it has the, what, I guess I could have said lollipop. You want to fucking, hey!
You could have just said small!
Oh! Yeah, what are you, I'm sorry, I'm trying to be poetic. I'm sorry that I like metaphors and similes.
No, that was poetic.
You know, I like, what's the other one?
Do you
metaphors,
do poetry?
Similes. Yeah, I do. I love poetry. You want to hear a little bit?
Wow. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear some of your poems.
Please.
All right. Top, heavy, heavy, top. Fling me round, watch me drop. All alone. Oh, so big. I wish that I had a friend. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just a work in progress. I don't know if it's so good. I'm not so good at the poetry. I spend a lot of thank you for the snaps. You know, if I snap, it kills every bird in a 5-mile radius. So I'm not doing that. I mean, no. I'm talking about snapping. But Snapchat, I also don't have because I don't have a smartphone because whenever I'm trying to take a picture on my phone or anything, I squash it with my finger. You know what I mean? Like I'm tapping on a thing, I squash it on a calculator, squash it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even have a TV anymore because my remotes, I keep squashing it. Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, it's because I fell onto it.
You know what's great for you now is this all this voice-controlled stuff. Do you use any of that?
Alexa.
Oh,
okay, Google.
Yeah. I mean, Google doesn't like me. It doesn't like my voice. Sometimes I'm saying to Google, I'm saying, you know, play Counting Crows.
And it's like, no!
Yeah, exactly. Fuck give you. Me attitude. I've crushed so many Sonos speakers, you should call me a Best Buy. You know
but on
mean?
Purpose, you're upset.
Yeah, I'm squashing them. But
like tubes of toothpaste.
Absolutely. All the Alexa comes out the other side. Oh, I squeeze right Alexa comes out. Yeah, I eat my Alexa like a can of spinach. Squashing out the Alexa in my mouth.
What are the rules of squash?
You know, that's interesting. We kind of play by, we play layman squash. So it's different than official squash rules. Layman squash requires 15 people to be on the court at once, just sort of running around manically like gas molecules in a balloon. You know what I mean? Just binking and bonking around.
Yeah, it's poetic.
Thank you. Now that's...
And this is the same size room? You guys are 15 people
yeah,
in
15,
a squash room?
15, and it's 15 construction guys, so they're pretty big dudes. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And they're running around.
Big hairy arms.
Yeah, big hairy
They've
arms.
They've all got power tools.
Yeah, they all got power tools. They're running around. And then all of them have a number on them. You know like that prank when you get three chickens and you paint one, two, and four? And they have that. They all have numbers, but one of them is missing. And so by the end of the day, we're all going, where's the missing construction guy? And then we go, we did this one. There's no missing guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did this
we
at
did
the start
that
of the day.
At the start of the day.
So a layman's game of squash is you setting up a prank on 14 people being fooled by it.
Yeah.
And then remembering you set it up at the beginning
it's
of
like,
the day.
It's like jerk ass. It's like jerk ass, you know, those pranks.
So you're not really using your hand as a racket for much.
Well, I am. Okay, because that's the first part. So the first part is you got to get 15 guys, label them, 14 guys, label them 1 to 15. And then you get golf balls. Now, you know, I understand it's called golf balls for a reason. That's why we put an S on them, make them squash balls.
Yeah, if you take the word golf and put an S on it, you
squash,
got squash.
That's squash. And then we bring them into the... chamber, as we call it, the chamber, the squash chamber.
Yep.
And we all have a racket. Every single person in there has a racket, right? And then what we do is sort of rig up a system where I pull a cord and it dumps all these golf balls sort of down. And then we just start, we're going gangbusters. You know what I mean? Like, we're just, everyone's going, hitting the squash balls all over.
At anything?
At anything, at anyone. It's just sort of like, it's kind of like keep up. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta...
Is that the goal, though, or is it just kind of like that?
I mean, it's just kind of like that. The goal is to get it against the wall hard enough that it breaks the glass behind you.
Okay. Oh, you're trying to bust out of there.
Absolutely, yeah. We don't want to be in there.
Lock yourselves in there?
Yes, that's it. So the thing is, we're locked in. There's 16 of us, maybe 17, according to the numbers. And we got a billion, no, because it's me, the other guy, and then the 15 others. Others, you know what I mean?
Oh, so okay, you and sorry. The other guy, what do you mean by other guy? There's always an opponent of you?
Yeah, yeah. The main, look, it's like, you know when you're playing that game where it's the little thing sliding across, and then it's a ball and it's bouncing and hitting a bunch of bricks?
Pong. Oh, no, Brick Breaker.
Brick Breaker.
Brick Breaker, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I described it, but I didn't know the name of it. Brick Breaker. It's kind of
like you breaking all your phones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a whoa. This is a brick. Whoa, that's a brick. Anyways, good bit though.
No, keep that... going. I want to know what else could be a brick.
I mean, I only got two of them right here. So, it's like Brick Breaker, but it's like you got two of the panels. So it's me and one other guy. And then everything else, you know when Brick Breaker, when you hit the special brick and all the balls start raining down?
Yeah.
So it's like that. It's supposed to be like an added obstacle. So I'm in there with Beef at a Chi, and we're just, you know, getting ready to play kind of like an average game of squash. In comes all these guys. We lock the door. Their goal is to hit the golf balls that fall down as hard as they can to try and break the glass, get us out of there.
Because they hate being there.
They hate it. They didn't know they were coming. I said coffee and donuts. You know how much we love coffee and donuts. They show up. Yeah, I lock them in the
coffee and donuts.
And I have, whoa. Oh. Hey. I mean, it's coffee
and donuts. I don't know
where
the end donuts comes in, but.
Yeah, that's my little dog. I have a little dog named End Donuts. And Donuts.
And Donuts.
It's a lady dog.
It's so funny to give your dog a last name that's not even yours.
And Table Donuts.
Oh, middle name Table.
She had your last name because she's your dog, and then she got married.
And then we got married. And then, yeah, we were married.
Oh, you got married?
No, that's the dog's maiden name, and then got married to me, which is by this. Wow. Clubby.
And Table Donuts.
And Table Donuts. And End Table Donuts is around. All this to say, we're trying to just play a regular game of squash. These guys are going fucking gangbusters. They're hitting the golf balls all over the squash balls now. Of course, they got S's on them. And they're trying to, they're trying to get out. They're trying to break the glass.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah, they're nasty. They're screaming quietly. And they're trying to get out and hitting the balls and the rackets. They're going after us. We're dodging. And we just got a regular squash ball, you know. And Donuts going fucking crazy. And Donuts doesn't like. And Donuts underfoot.
Oh, the dog is there.
Yeah, and Donuts is half corgi, half schnauzer. Front half corgi, back half schnauzer. Sort of a cat-dog situation.
Just like... Thin line down the middle.
Directly down the middle.
Split.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Wow. And so And Donuts is pretty small. And Donuts is going around. And Donuts is going to the door, going, you know, scratching at the door. And Donuts is going up by, is picking up the golf balls. But they keep getting ripped out of her mouth because they're trying to hit him against the glass. You know, And Donuts doesn't like being in there. So And Donuts is pissing and shitting all over the place. We're slipping in the piss. We're slipping in the shit. We're trying to play a game of squash. 15 guys, 14 guys, 15. All around.
And at this point, so we're post-prank. Post golf balls raining down from the
absolutely
ceiling.
Yeah, they're going around, they're binking and bonking, like I said, you know. And
right. It's like Brick Breaker,
exactly like Brick Breaker. And so
donuts.
Yeah, exactly. And Donuts is, you know, And Donuts is trying to run up the walls. And Donuts is jumping into people's arms. And Donuts is looking at me like, you know, I should be repossessed by the Humane Society. That's where I adopted it from. And then I adopted her, and then I married her, sort of like the Woody Allen.
Oh, awesome!
Suddenly, sort of situation. In any case, and donuts, going crazy. Beatty Fettuccine, you know, trying to hit the squash bowl. I'm winning, right? Suddenly.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, I explained so far.
And how exactly do you win?
It's just a regular game of squash in there.
Around these obstacles, you guys are just trying to play a regular game.
Yeah, just
game
regular,
of squash.
Regular game of squash. Pretty hard stuff to do, but
right.
We do
well,
it.
That's how you make it layman squash.
Exactly, layman squash. Because regular squash is for the rich folks, right? You know? And right. Layman squash is reminding you, it's harkening back to, you know, like I said, I'm very poetic. It's harkening back to kind of, you know, the blue collar workers. So, like, you know, construction workers. I'm a blue collar than that. Golf balls, you know, stealing those from an expensive club and using them. That's a layman activity. A little dog from a humane society.
Pissing shit?
Layman. Pissing shit doesn't get more layman than that, my friend. Yeah. That's about as layman as it gets.
Everybody pisses and shits.
Yeah, you know. And you know that there's even a book about that.
Yeah, I think it's called that.
Yeah, it's called Everybody Pisses and Shits. I read it to my niece. She fucking loved it. I said, everybody pisses and shits. Your mommy pisses and shits. Your daddy. Ann Donuts pisses and shits. You know, I show her. I go, look, Ann Donuts, you see this? This is where she pisses. I see this? This is where she shits.
That's you.
And I love her because she's my wife.
Okay, face so of a we dog. Still haven't gotten to the death
ass
of Beanie shits. Fettuccine.
Ass of a dog also.
Ass of a dog.
Yeah. Ass
piss
of a
hole of a dog. Ass of a shit. Face of a corgi, ass of a schnauzer, piss hole of a schnauzer, heart of an angel, kisses of a queen. I love my wife. And Donuts, if you're listening, woof woof.
Wait, have you not seen her?
No, I mean, I'm here doing this interview with you, so and Donuts isn't here, so I'm saying, you know, and Donuts,
you didn't
if you're
bring
listening,
her to the well.
I didn't bring her to the well. And also, I said,
where we record
you,
every
said,
episode.
I said, if you're listening, as if this is being recorded, one, and as if it's being recorded live. So I'm, I guess she's in the
they
area,
are.
And so I'm sort of looking up the sky going, and Donuts, if you're listening.
That's cool. Why I asked is because it sounded like, you haven't seen her for a while, and she's somewhere out there in the world. So you're saying, and Donuts, if you're listening. But that's not the case. She's just not here.
No, she's just not here right now. Yeah. And Donuts, can you hear me? And Donuts, can you hear me? Okay, sorry. Yeah, what were we saying?
What we're going to do is take a quick break. When we come back, maybe we will get to the death of Beanie Fettuccine, and then secondarily, maybe solve it. We'll be right back.
Maybe.
And we are back on Kill to Death. We are still here with Steve.
That's right. And Bones, I said it. So actually, I guess the day's done.
Steve, your nickname is Bones.
Hey, so wait, you said that when you can I ask a question? What you said that when you forget to say it is because you're so horny, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so like when you're doing your Bones Day, no Bones Day sort of situation for yourself, it's like you standing up and seeing if you have a massive hard on or you don't have a massive hard on, and that's going to affect your day.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Glad we cleared that up. That's all.
No, diving back into that, what I think it is that him, if he's already having like a horny day, him is saying the word bones is just going to put him over the top.
Oh, yeah. That's going
to
make him.
I think the misconception is that I'm forgetting to say it. I'm not. I'm intentionally not saying it for the reasons of just not ruining my day.
That's smart. That's smart. Because
it's just going to be too much.
It's an intentional no bones day, so you don't cream your cords, rip through the zipper of your pants, and, you know, open a doorknob with your dong.
Yeah, I might open a doorknob with my dong.
Yeah, it's not that it curls around, it's that the pee-pee hole goes so big, and goes right around.
When people are aroused, their pee-pee holes get so big, it can sandworm style
like
suction
dune.
A doorknob, like fucking dune.
It's like dune.
Yeah, and that's what would happen. So, but I'm feeling better now, and I'm happy to say it.
Bones, baby.
And we're also still here with Kavi Table.
Kavi, thank you very much. Like Dana Kavi.
Sure.
Dana Kavi Table.
Now, Kavi, oh boy. You are a construction worker. That's your job.
Hey, let me help you out before you dive into it. I can help you out. I took some notes.
Oh, okay, great.
I wrote, yeah, this will help you out. I wrote Kavi table, beanie fettuccine.
Okay.
Big hands. Kavi and table donuts. And then I wrote construction worker.
I mean, it checks out. All these things I the true.
So you want that?
And that was our recap. So, let's talk about when you found beanie fettuccine.
Mm-hmm.
You were winning the squash game.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy for me to be winning because, you know, how my bottom is so narrow that it's like I can just sort of be weaving in between people, all the construction workers running around, you know, almost like, right. You know, streamers at a birthday party you put up? You know, you could just like be like, whoa, around somebody? That's like my bottom half. And then my top half is just going absolutely gangbusters, you know, with my racket.
Right. And you can spin up into the air.
Yeah, I'm spinning up in the air. I'm zooming around. Even when I'm zooming around, sometimes I'm knocking people over. You know what I mean?
You're like a Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, I'm like.
Right.
Yeah. It's what I'm like. I mean, you asked, so.
Well, yeah, sure. And like you mentioned earlier, you're like a Beyblade. And in this case, you're defeating the other Beyblades by knocking them down with your big hand.
Yeah, I never seen Beyblades.
Yeah, I thought you said that earlier.
No, I said Beyblades. I never seen Beyblades.
Oh, you never seen one?
No, I don't know what they do. I just know that.
Oh, spinning top, fighting against other spinning tops.
No, I'm a bottom.
Oh. But you are spinning.
Yeah, but spinning bottom.
A spinning bottom.
Okay. A spinning bottom with big hands who is hitting other people.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm spinning like a top, I mean. Don't forget that part.
You have top energy. The point is,
so here's what's going on right now is you're winning this squash game. The construction workers have yet to break the glass. They're still trapped?
Yeah, they're still trapped. There's sort of cracks in it, though, you know?
Oh, they're getting close.
Yeah, they're getting close, like when you're driving around in a mountain range sort of area and like little rocks are going on your windshield and they're kind of like pick, pack, puck. You know, they're going to like kind of get through. Pick, pack, puck on the windshield. You know what I'm talking about? You do this.
Oh, I know. When it's so close to my windshield
breaking,
I do this
to
when
cars.
I'm on a road trip. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I do this.
I know that sensation.
Yeah. I throw myself on like, windshields.
Oh. I'm so ready for this windshield to crack.
Yeah, I'm like,
open.
Pick, pack, puck, gotta keep driving. It's either gonna break or it's gonna be fine. Pick, pack, puck, nothing I can do about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We so all anyways, know that sound.
Yeah, so it's the pick, pack, puck against the squash glass. And I'm just going, I'm zipping, I'm zooming around. I'm going on top of guys, I'm going around guys. Yeah, I'm going all around the dudes. I've got the golf balls are flying. I'm going, whoa. I'm like, the one. You know what I mean?
Neo.
Never seen The Matrix.
But you do know it's from that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I heard it's from that.
But have you seen Matrix Reloaded?
I don't watch TV. I never seen any Beyblades. I never seen any Matrixes. I never seen any Simpsons. I never seen any Family Guys. I never seen any Successions. I never seen any White Lotuses. I never seen any SpongeBobs. I never seen any sort of like what's that one?
2.5 Men.
Yeah, I never seen any Men. I never seen any Hey Arnolds. I could go on and on.
This is like the Brick Game.
I never seen any the Rings. You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I hate? People always talk about what they see. No, I never seen any Mad Men. You know, like
no men.
Yeah, no men of any kind. I don't, you know what I hate? Everybody's always talking about I saw this, I saw that. What about all the things you didn't see? Huh? Mm. That's what I want
to
talk about.
Yeah, why aren't we all having a heavy discourse into what we haven't watched?
Yeah. I think we should be talking about that.
I
want to
hear
more.
People's opinions on the things they haven't seen yet.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't watch any of that stuff, but I'm dodging the golf ball sort of like Neo from The Matrix. I wouldn't know. I haven't seen it. But
you
well,
are.
It's kind of like Marge Simpson. Oh, no, you wouldn't.
No, I never seen that.
It's kind of like a man.
No, I never seen a man.
Okay, so this is happening.
I was about to keep doing things, but then I realized.
You know what? It's not your fault. We are, I think, just as much guilty here.
Mm-hmm.
But you are flying around in the air.
I'm having a blast.
Someone else guilty.
Absolutely. I'm flying around. I'm winning the squash game. BD Fettuccini looks up at me and is like, where's Ann Donuts? And I'm like, what do you mean, where's Ann Donuts? We're in a closed space. I'm looking around.
Follow the piss and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Know? Follow the fucking piss and shit. What am I, a fucking idiot? What do you mean? Everybody knows a dog goes missing, you follow the piss and shit.
Right.
Right? I'm looking around. Yeah. There's no more piss and shit. I'm like, where'd all the piss and shit go? There's piss and shit here a minute
Where
ago.
Where does it end?
Yeah, exactly. So there's no beginning and there's no ending. I'm starting to get confused.
Oh, there's no piss and shit anywhere.
Anyway, it's like it's been mopped up. I'm confused. I'm looking around. I see this guy in there. And all of a sudden, I'm counting. I know we labeled 14 guys, 1 through 15, but there's 15 guys. I'm going, there's supposed to be 14 labeled as 15. The guy who's in there, janitor, he's walking around. He's got this mop.
What number was he?
He wasn't numbered. It was somebody was in there that wasn't supposed to be in there. I'm thinking, did he come in through a secret squash wall? He come in through the secret squash floor, squash ceiling. I don't know. I didn't see him. So he's walking around. He has this mop. He's mopping up all the piss and shit. I'm going, what the hell are you doing? You ruined the layman's game of squash. He's like,
now I can't
me.
Find my wife.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't find my fucking wife. Her piss and shit's all gone. How the fuck am I going to find my wife? You know these women. They piss and they shit, and that's how you know where they're going. Piss women be pissing and shit.
Yes.
Absolutely. Anyway, so I'm...
Thank you for saying it.
I mean, we were all thinking it. So I'm looking around. Like, the piss and shit's gone. You know, my wife and donuts is gone. And table donuts is gone. And there's this guy in here with a fucking mop. I'm like, excuse me, we pay for this room. And he's like, you're destroying this room. And I said, we're what? He says, you're destroying this room. He said, I'm cleaning up the piss and the shit. I'm about to have to clean up a whole bunch of glass from over there from all your boys hitting golf balls against. And I'm saying, excuse me. We rented this fucking room. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want in here. You know, we start getting into a fight. This guy and I got him by the throat, which pretty much instantly kills him because my hands are fucking huge. I pretty much, I grab his throat and his head pops off like a fucking doll. Like it's like.
So his head pops off and you say you pretty much killed him.
I'm pretty much. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist. I don't know. I never seen a fucking
That's
dead guy.
Be close to killing
I told
him,
you,
though.
I never seen any movies. I never seen a dead guy. I gotta be close to killing him. I don't fucking know. I hold him. I pop his head pops off like a soda. Like a I put Mentos in a bottle of Pepsi. I shake it around and the cap goes off. I never
it's
watch
like
any,
my ass in a well.
Absolutely pops off like your ass flying out of a fucking well, man. It's crazy. You know, I never watch any TV or movies, but I do a lot of eighth grade science experiments to pass the time. Not much to entertain yourself with, so sure. I know all about that. So his head pops off like you just poured baking soda and vinegar into a volcano. You know, it's going up to the ceiling. Beanie Fettuccini's like, what the fuck did you? And then I turn over and one of the guys, one of the labeled guys, he's screaming. He's going, that guy's head just fucking blew off. And they're all trying to get out. And it's like a stampede. They're all running. They're like, he's fucking head blew off. You know, and I'm like, hey, fucking relax. He's not one of us. It doesn't matter if he lives or if he dies. That's my feeling. It's like, if you don't do construction, go fuck yourself. You can jump off a bridge. I don't give a shit of what happened to you. But if you do construction, I'm coming to
you. We built that bridge.
We built that bridge. We built this bridge. We built this bridge on piss and shit. So they're all running to get out. They're scared. They're going, he's going crazy. Go off. He's gone crazy. I'm like, I'm not gone crazy. You know, you see me do this millions of times. I'm fucking killing guys left, right, and center. But I didn't kill Beating Fettuccini because these guys all run. They trample him. They stampede him. Absolutely dead.
So... No.
You want an answer? I gave you a fucking answer.
Wait, that's not what happened. What are you talking about?
Whoa, hey.
Whoa.
What do you mean that's not what happened?
You're coming on here. You're telling everybody we trampled our good friend Benny Fettuccini. Is that what you're telling people on here?
Yeah, you just got fucking trampled, Anthony.
Oh, hello, sir. You are 4?
Well, yeah, I'm still wearing my vest with the number on it.
Sorry, I called him Anthony, but he has, that's my nickname for him.
Well, yeah.
Your real name is 4.
I'm 4 from the game, yeah. I'm Ann Forney.
You must be in charge of the construction site.
Why? Why you say that?
You're the 4 man.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I'm not.
You know
That's
what?
That's not true. That's not true.
He is the 4 man. He's the 4
man.
Yeah,
but I ain't in charge of shit.
I mean, he tries. He's the guy who always goes, hey, fucking Corvi, why don't you get down that pickle, find us some oil, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Why don't you fucking fly in the air like a little fairy and spin around and cheer us up?
And you know what? He's not calling me a fairy because I fly in the sky. He's calling me a fairy because I'm a bottom. And that is harassment.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not true. I just want to see you spin in the air.
Yeah. You just like a little toy fairy.
You said that earlier.
Because I'm a little gay boy. You want to see me do my spins out?
Oh, my God. Is that it, Anthony?
No, that's not it. We actually have a very progressive construction site. There's no catcalling. If anyone catcalls, if anyone says anything inappropriate, they have to walk the beam.
Yeah, we're not allowed to. It's like a pirate scenario where we're not allowed to say anything misogynistic, but we can kill guys
like
a lot
pirates.
because they
have to walk off the beam to their death.
Yes.
That's right. Like a pirate.
Like a pirate.
We ran a tight ship.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's a building site.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And you know what? That is exactly how Beanie Fettuccine died. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What the fuck are you talking about? You're saying we trampled him. Oh, we trampled him.
Yeah, you guys fucking trampled him because you saw me pop that guy's head up. You're like, ah, you're a bunch of fucking balonies. You're balonies.
You're going to call us balonies.
Yeah, you're a fucking baloney horn.
In my own field.
It's the truth.
This is my property. You know that, right?
Yeah, I don't care. Just because it's your property doesn't mean you think I'm what you want. I'm not a liar.
Wait,
this
property Kavi drilled the big hole in that we're recording at and we record every episode at? That's your property.
Yeah. I own a lot of space out here. That oil money is good money. So I bought land. Smart investment, isn't it? Because land, you can build things on. And that's just smart. Wicked smart.
Yeah.
But here's what I know. I had a gunshot. Did you hear a gunshot?
You had a gunshot?
No, I heard a gunshot.
You shot a gun in there?
No, I didn't have it. I didn't bring a gun in there. I had a drill.
Okay.
Were you pretending it was a gun?
Okay, yeah, sure. I was pretending it was a gun.
He was going pew pew. He was pretending
that he was a Matrix from The One.
I never seen it, so I never been pretending that.
Well, that's what you were doing. And I was going, bow, 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 bow. And you were like dodging and like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was getting out of the way of the golf balls. You had the golf balls on the end of the drill, and you were going, and they would kind of spin off near me. So, yeah,
we're having a good time. All right,
we were having fun. We had fun until you guys fucking trampled
me. And in the chaos, there was a gunshot, and maybe you were too lost in your own guilt of popping off a man's head. Maybe you didn't hear this, but I heard it. One of them brought a gun in there, and somebody shot it.
Who do you
think? You know what's great? Kavi, you have the perfect alibi. You were busy killing someone.
Yeah, I was killing somebody else, so that I wasn't even shooting. That's how I turn around. Beanie's like, these guys are trying to get out of here. I turn, see this fucking guy. I'm looking for my wife, first of all. I got bigger priorities than killing a dude I fucking work with. My wife's pissing shit's gone. How the fuck am I going to find her? That's what I'm worried about. And then I turn back, and he's fucking on the ground. So I said he's trampled. You said you heard a gunshot. Well, then I think you shot him. How about that?
I didn't shoot him. I had a drill.
You hate Beanie.
And I ran.
You fucking hate Beanie.
Do you hate Beanie?
That's not true.
Yeah, Beanie.
That's not true.
Listen, here's the thing.
I love Beanie.
No, Beanie would always.
Beanie would
say borderline misogynistic things, and the foreman would say, "You gotta walk the beam." And he'd go, come on, I don't gotta walk a beam. And then he wouldn't walk the fucking beam. And so, foreman, I think, probably felt that he was undercutting his, you know, superiority and then wanted to get
him off. Think that he should have walked the beam a time or two? Yeah. Did he deserve to be shot? In a game of layman's squish ball? No, he did not. He did not deserve that. I would never do that. If he were to be punished, it would be properly on the site. He would walk to the end of that teetery-tottery.
Wait, yeah, so you said you just kill him a different way. It's not a very good sort of justification.
Well,
it does make me believe that he didn't do this.
It's because there, on the construction site, there would be a vote.
All right, so what
are
you saying?
Trampling around. What I'm saying is I went headfirst into the glass and shattered the glass. And so I know that's how we were getting out of there. We didn't need to trample anybody. I put myself in grave danger to get us out of there, and we escaped totally fine. And then
after you heard the gunshot and saw Beanie die.
Yeah.
And the janitor die, and then everybody was perfectly fine, is what you said.
And then you said, I'm getting out of here. You smash your head through the glass, and all these construction workers run out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then we take a glance back, and that's when we see the scene. There he is, lying there. Dead.
Yeah.
And your dog. We found your dog.
Yeah, and donuts.
Whoa, you found Ann Donuts.
Yeah, Ann Donuts. Yeah. I mean, she was getting a little agitated because, like I said, she was very underfoot. So yeah, she
her piss and shit was gone.
Yeah, her piss and shit was even gone. So she went out when you broke the glass. She ran out after. So she was out there, which is good. She sort of like burrowed a little.
She was out there listening.
Yeah, she was. She was just listening. But listen, okay, so she's if sick. You said that you heard a gunshot, do you think it was like... What area did it come from in the squash court? You think it was one of our guys? You think it was that janitor?
What
like,
area in the squash? What section of the squash court did this gunshot come from?
Listen, yeah, which quadrant? Listen,
that's not as a dumb shit question as you think it is, man. That, yeah, I know you're thinking that that's actually a really dumb shit thing to say, but in squash, guess what?
Are you
the
thinking
top
that was
part
a dumb,
is open.
You were thinking that that was a dumb shit thing to say?
I was not.
He said it when
you
think it's a man that thinks it's a dumb shit question to say.
If you ever
I'm
heard this show
around.
Before, I say everything like it's a dumb shit question.
I'm holding your shirt and I'm spinning around. Whoa.
Yeah, well, I'm going to use my ass suction to turn us back around in the other direction and spin you clockwise.
And you're perfectly still because of it.
Oh, your ass and my hand.
Still.
Your ass and my hand are of equal strength.
Sure, unstoppable force,
I'm gonna
a movable
spank
object. Whee! Back down the well.
All right, I'm going to use the bucket to bring you up.
Yeah, I'm going to bring you up with that little bucket.
Yeah, I'll sit in the bucket with my legs hanging out.
All right, you're back.
Ain't no way you're getting this bucket back.
It's wedged in his long ass.
Yeah, you're going to use your suction and suck it all up in your ass like a bunch of reverse
Listen,
shit.
The top of a squirt squirt is open. Okay? It's like a viewing deck. Anyone can be up there.
Wait, so there's no roof? What do you mean?
Have you ever been to a squash court, sir?
I have not.
Well, there's a roof, but guess what? It loops around. So same side as this glass door, there's a viewing area, top in. Oh. You can look inside.
Steal
it's
the golf balls.
To the public. Well, we've rigged it all with a net and a golf ball. Mm. So obviously, yeah, when Coffee wants to
yeah,
pull
like a
it, the golf
game.
Balls rain down. It's,
a, like
a festival it's all fun
game.
And games. But...
Anyway, so people,
like
you're saying there were people up there? I never even looking up there. I'm so focused on, one,
love
spinning
watch.
Around up in the air where they are.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not even paying attention. When I'm up there, no, you got to realize, I'm moving at immense speeds when I'm spinning around. So all I see is sort of like a beautiful smear. That's where I get all my poetry. You know, when I'm up there and I'm spinning around, I'm thinking, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh,
have
watch
you
me
one
go.
Of your poems?
Yeah, I mean, well, I was just starting another one. I mean,
oh,
you
so sorry.
No,
oh,
okay.
My God. Oh, my God. I didn't even realize that.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
I have another one. I mean, that one was very good. I could do a different one. I could do a different one.
Oh, yeah, do a good one.
Yeah, I'll remember a good one. Let me think of a good one that I wrote before this. And table donuts. And table donuts is my wife. What do you guys think of this one? You think that one's
good.
Gonna get me
great.
Pulitzer. Nobel?
You're getting something.
Yeah, I'm going to get something. I'm going to get a big old kiss from my wife when I get home, that's for sure.
Hey, yeah, have you read that to her? She's going to love that.
She loves it. I got to only say, the reason why I only say one word at a time is because she only knows like 20 commands. So I got to say each word separate.
Fish and hut.
I mean, those are the only two a woman needs, if you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, whoa, hey. You're going to walk
no,
it. You're going to walk
I'm
the beam
out.
With
I
that kind of time.
I'm off hours.
What?
I'm
so
not
you're
working.
Not on my...
No, I'm not on the all clock.
Right, all right. I get the...
All right. So you say someone at the viewing deck shot bean fettuccine?
Yeah, like some kind of American sniper.
Oh, no, no. This is like John Wilkes
JFK.
Booth.
JFK. Oh.
Wow, there's
Different
a lot of
president
presidents.
Dead.
They
shot.
Were both president.
Oh, my God.
Well, the two presidents got shot.
Wait a
all right?
minute.
Come on. I'm not stupid. I know what's going on.
Wait a minute.
I see what you're saying.
B.D. Fettuccini hated the American government and had a plot to kill the president. So maybe
oh, yeah, that's true.
The president,
if the president
showed
found
up
out,
to
he
kill.
Shot Beanie.
Hi there.
Oh, my God. It's the president. You've unexpectedly come once before, I think.
Yeah, I unexpectedly come all the time.
Oh no! Sorry. So we're
did somebody
clear,
say
you are
Bones Day?
You are Joe Biden.
I get it, Mr. President.
To be clear,
I get it.
Yes, I'm Sleepy Joe Biden.
And you unexpectedly come.
Yeah, I mean, it's anything I do related to my body is unexpected. Half the time, I think I'm just going down to the store to get a Shirley Temple with Ingrid Bergman. And all of a sudden,
wow,
I'm giving a speech
old.
To the White House.
Well,
what brings you here to this?
I'm here to confess.
What brings you to the hole in the middle of the field?
I'm here to confess. I shot Beanie Fettuccini while I saw him playing a game of layman squash.
Hey, whoa! Oh my God, that was a friend. You shot our
you
friend.
Shot
you come to my field
friend?
And fucking confess.
You shot our fucking friend.
You didn't even know him.
I appreciate
the
energy, Griffin.
Who is this guy?
I really do.
I love the enthusiasm, but you don't even know who this guy was.
Okay, then I don't fucking care.
You know, I mean, he was having a whole plot to kill me. And first time I heard about it, my aides had to... I mean, like, my presidential aides. I mean, the people who helped me
yeah,
in the White House...
Yeah, if you have aides, it is presidential aides.
The people in the White House who helped me perform my presidential duties. They had to explain to me a number of times that there was a plot to try and kill me. Now, once it finally got through my brain, and they weren't just saying, you know, this is, I thought they were just telling me the plot of The Godfather, you know? But they were saying, this is your real life, and somebody's coming after you. I said, I'll gotta go do something about it, because if I show that the president is weak, that when a death threat comes up against him, he just lays down and takes it like a fish hut, I never hear the end of that. So I went down to the squash court, you know, and I got right in that viewing area. I saw those golf balls come flying down. I saw the dog pissing and shitting all over the place. I sent a janitor in there. I said, go distract him, you know. Bing, bang, boom. I shot him with one of those big, long guns that looks like it has a little trumpet at the end. And a knife.
Yeah.
It's
like a
bayonet.
Mm, French
boom
horn.
Oh. Blaster.
Yeah. Boom blaster, exactly. And I went... You know, I shot him, and then I hightailed it out of there. And you know what? The best thing about being president is you walk out of any place, everyone's going, oh, it's the president, and it caused a whole kerfuffle. You're able to escape easy as pie. You hide in plain sight. You telling me
no one even
that
notices
you came down
you.
To a fucking
They're
squash
court? They're
too busy
being excited about the...
You came down to a fucking squash court and you killed my friend? I'm sorry. You're so excited about seeing the fucking president, you're going to just let him... You're here to arrest this man, are you not?
Yeah, aren't you going to do something?
Aren't
like,
you gonna
oh my God,
do
this
something?
Guy's he's confessing that he's killed our friend.
And he said he was looking at my wife, and I don't like that either. Were you looking at my wife?
You were on Iron Man Donuts?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fine looking. What's that? She's got sore two breeds going on there. Yeah. Yeah, she's
and
got
the heart of an angel
going on there. The heart of a fucking angel. Were you looking at a pissing and shitting?
My construction site. If this was my construction site, you'd be walking
you'd
a
be
beam
walking
right
the
now,
fucking
Mr.
beam right now.
It's
yeah.
your
respectively.
Field.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Someone find me a beam.
Wait a minute. Let's calm down. Whoa. This guy's picked me up with his massive hands. Yeah, that's fucking right. We're going to bring you up to the beam right now, Mr.
Yeah,
President.
That's right. I got a beam that hangs by my house.
All right, everyone use your appendages to fly up into the air to the beam.
I'm walking.
Here.
See you up there. Wow, that we flew up here so
Who
fast,
that
my
last
hair piece.
Voice? There's someone here I don't think we've heard
Say,
yet.
Hey, I'm the guy who stands on the beam. I'm all the way up here.
Yeah, he worked for me. One second. I'm coming up there, too.
Hi,
wait a minute. I'm southern now.
We got everybody coming up on this beam.
No, hang on. I want to do a quick roll call on this beam.
All right.
we gotta level it out.
Yeah, we got to make sure there's an even number standing on each side. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm here. Steve's here.
Yeah, I'm on your side.
We've got Anthony, the foreman.
And Forney, yeah.
We've got Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah, I'm
and
here.
We've got the beam guy.
Hi, I'm over here. I'm a little louder now. Because y'all are up here.
Well, we're closer.
I mean, you're much closer. And isn't that just the thing about audio perspective? That's neat, ain't it? You know, I have a pretty nice, even disposition for some guy that pushes man off of beams all day. But I think it's because I keep my work at work and my home at home.
You don't have to do any pushing, you know? Sometimes people just love to walk off the beam, and they know they did something wrong.
I'm not walking. Somebody's going to have to push.
Okay, well, then you're going to get a push.
You're going to have to push.
All right, can I say some last words, please?
Yes, yes.
As long as it's a poem.
I mean, it might be poetic. I just have a few.
Oh, that's good.
Anything's a poem.
All right. Okay.
If you say it slow enough.
Apple. Deck of cards.
Oh, that's my kind of Saturday night.
Axe. Nickels. God bless America. All right, those are my last words. Yeah. You know what?
Hey, stop right there. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. This doesn't feel right.
Yeah, whoa.
That was...
I like that the law enforcement officer is the last one on this one. Sort of.
Yeah, I was kind of confused by that, too.
I am not hired by anyone.
Oh, you're just curious? You're just a curious guy?
We like to find out who did it, and that is where we stop.
Oh, well, that's good. I don't really believe in the police force, if I'm being honest, so I respect you more.
Well, I think that's
push him off
idea.
The fucking beam!
Oh, my God, he fell off. Oh, my God.
Holy shit, he fucking pushed him. He squished him.
He squished him right into the ground.
Squished him. I guess I got to go down there and zoom, kind of go around and bury him, right?
Yeah, if you could dig another hole in my property.
All right.
And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death. I think some would argue our most successful, yet we have successfully killed Joe Biden. I want to thank Zach Aaron for our theme song, Brady Schumer for our art. If you want to have a guess online, you can follow Killed to Death Podcast on Instagram, KGD Pod on Twitter. You can shoot us an email, killedtodeathpodcast@gmail.com, if you have a suggestion for a murder. Mm.
I'm worried that people are going to suggest ones that are going to be too similar to this one.
Yeah, this one's so pretty run of the mill.
Yeah, when you're suggesting episodes, just make sure they're like a little different.
You know what? I don't even think Matt Ouellette, the only person who writes in, is even going to do this. But it would be very funny if someone of our listeners did try and write out as much of this as they could and email it to us.
If you can remember as much of this, yeah, just do it from memory though.
Just do it from memory right now.
Omit all the poems. Just
yeah.
No, well, if you can remember anything
if you remember
about
the poems, include them
and where and they happened and by whom.
Yeah. And then
and email us at killedtodeathpodcast@gmail.com as much of this episode as you remember right now.
And if you do it, we'll reply to it, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee that.
Nice.
In terms of you, Kavi, we are now in the plug section of the show. Is there anyone you'd like people to check out?
Yeah, you know, I don't watch any TVs, any movies, any stuff like that. I'm busy with
no men.
No men at all. I'm kind of enjoying, you know, my wife and donuts and table donuts. We're kind of, you know, pissing and shitting together. But one of the things that we like to do when we're pissing and shitting together, Valentine's Day, you know, is we like to check out on Twitter.com and on Instagram and on TikTok at DJ Mausner, MAUSNER. Because those aren't movies and those aren't TV shows, and that's certainly a lot of, it's sort of like thematically piss and shit, which I very much appreciate.
And good to check out while you piss and shit, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Awesome on the toilet.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah. TikToks?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Steve, is there anything, if I'm going to throw to you, I got to do it before we do it to the guest, but Steve, is there anything you want people to check out?
I think we should play one of our edits to take us out. You ready?
I have... no idea what you're...
No, don't worry. I'll just do it then.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Oh, I do. I'll start it off and then you can go.
Okay.
Hallmark.
Keep your hut on the hut.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Teplitsky
and
is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Brady Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mongiardi, Katie Lure, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
Has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!